It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, our guest says it's time to rewrite Wisconsin's constitution, to fix redistricting, the state Supreme Court, even redraw county lines.
First, we're spending some time today getting to know the candidates running for Secretary of State here in Wisconsin. We already heard from Republican Julian Bradley and Jerry Breutzman of the Constitution Party. They're both looking to reform the office, but our next guest has a different idea. Let's get rid of it altogether, he says.
Joining us now is Andy Craig. He's the Libertarian candidate for Secretary of State here in Wisconsin. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me back on.
So, basic question, why are you running for Secretary of State?
I'm running for Secretary of State because I think it's long past overdue that we had something different in state government in Wisconsin. And I'm running for Secretary of State in particular because it's time to get rid of a do-nothing office that is a distraction and, at worst, possibly even a threat to clean and fair elections.
Now, your opponents want to restore powers that have been lost by the office rather than trying to eliminate it. Make the case that the office isn't worth fixing.
Sure. Well, the main traditional function of a Secretary of State, and like my opponents are fond of saying, in most states, what they do is they run elections. In Wisconsin, we don't do that, and there's a very good reason why we don't do that. If you let a partisan elected official decide who gets on the ballot and how the votes are counted and how the rules are enforced, then it creates a conflict of interest, and you're setting yourself up for something like Florida in the year 2000 with Katherine Harris. So that's the, Secretary of State is not just it's a harmless oddity, though it is that, it has the potential to become something truly undesirable if my opponents who want to restore the office get their way.
They've also called for bringing back some of the business, approving corporations, that kind of thing, to the office more than the elections. The incumbent, Doug LaFollette, says the reduced role of the Secretary of State's office is hurting business interests here in the state. If that's true, would eliminating the office hurt business interests here even more?
This idea is a little ridiculous. The idea that out-of-state businesses can't handle the fact that different state functions have different names and are under different offices in different states is absurd. Three other states already do just fine without a Secretary of State. Several others, it's not an elected position. And several others, it doesn't manage these responsibilities. For the supposed voice of Wisconsin's progressive heritage, I don't see being an ambassador to major corporations as something I would want to do with a public office.
Now, if elected, you couldn't single-handedly remove the office. It's a constitutional office, no self-destruct button there. As Secretary of State, how would you advocate for an end to that office?
Well, I think one of the strongest ways to get it done would be put a Libertarian in the office, and the Republicans and Democrats will finally get it done and fire me. That'll happen pretty promptly, I think, just from the fact that finally there's somebody in the office who is not one of their team members that they're having to put up for. And then the other thing is I would work closely with both sides of the aisle in the state legislature to advocate other necessary nonpartisan constitutional reforms, like nonpartisan redistricting and some of the ones you were mentioning with your guest coming up, which I'm looking forward to listening to.
So given that you're neither Republican nor Democrat, do you think either side would have incentive to sit down, hear you out, and try to work on changes with you?
Well, if they don't sit down and hear me out, their incentive will be to do what I was elected on and eliminate the office finally. If they do sit down and work on me, there'll be a lot of important ideas that aren't being heard in the current two-party debate that I'll bring to the table. So either way, it's a win-win.
Now, while working toward the end goal, you technically would be Secretary of State. What would you be doing in the meantime while trying to get the process going to end this office?
Sure. Well, the remaining powers vested in the office are truly trivial. Nobody, over keeping and fixing the Great Seal, publishing a few things. It's a task that could be done by the office computer. But one thing that does happen in Wisconsin is if both the governor and the lieutenant governor are out of the state, then the Secretary of State becomes acting governor. And that's a bit of an anachronism. It's a silly thing to only last for a few hours, and it's never been used to any substance. But one act of the governor is inherently irreversible, and if I was in the position of being acting governor for a brief period of time, I would start issuing pardons, and my pen could fly faster than the governor's jet could return him or her to the state.
So would you see that as an incentive to make sure the governor or lieutenant governor stay on the job here?
If that's how they take it, then, again, it's a win-win. But it's usually they go to the national conventions and stuff together. So it Not too many people stay in state for 4 years at a time, but I guess it's possible.
Now, one of your opponents, Republican Julian Bradley, said he'd use the position of Secretary of State, among other things, to act as an ambassador, as the lieutenant governor has, trying to help out-of-state businesses, help lure them into Wisconsin. Would you want to do something like that while in the office?
Absolutely not. I do not see it as my job or any public servant's job to go to a particular business and say, come here, we'll give you this goodie at the taxpayer's expense if you move here. The way we create jobs and bring businesses to Wisconsin is by having a low tax, low regulatory environment that encourages business growth and job creation across the board for businesses that are already here and businesses that are looking at moving here. This endless special interest giveaway is endemic to both parties in Wisconsin, and it's entirely corrupt.
Now, the state treasurer is another constitutional office that some people said, hey, let's get the ball rolling and eliminate that office, too. Is that something you'd support?
That's something my running mate for state treasurer is supporting, and I wouldn't oppose it. There's legitimate reasons why some of those roles have been subdivided, separating revenue from accounting, other things like that. And I also go further and say lieutenant governor. If you look at all the states in the country that have gotten rid of, combined something similar with lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, you're talking about a majority of the states in the country. And the lieutenant governor here doesn't do anything either, doesn't have any statutory power, has, you know, for all three of these offices, the number of candidates this year outnumbers the number of employees. So instead, I think we should get to elect substantive positions like the head of the Department of Transportation or the Department of Natural Resources.
Now, this getting rid of the state treasurer and the secretary of state would take votes in two sessions of the legislature. It would take a voter approval and a referendum. Is this something you think people are worked up enough about to make this go through the legislature and be brought up by voters?
Well, that's kind of an interesting comment on government. Where else does an obsolete, wasteful position continue to spend money out of apathy? Anywhere else you do that, you go out of business pretty quick. It doesn't have to be a high priority issue for the state to discuss for 4 years. I don't think that's plausible, but there's no reason the legislature can't get it done. And I'm confident if it was put up to a vote, it would pass. It's been talked about for decades in Wisconsin. It's time to finally make it happen.
Now, if I may ask some about Libertarian Party strategy some here, why run for this, as you say, obsolete statewide office instead of trying to get candidates in the legislature to start the ball rolling to get rid of the office?
Well, we're doing both. We have a full statewide slate, and we have a half dozen legislative candidates this year. But as far as seeking statewide office, one reason is our status as a legally recognized ballot access party in Wisconsin was unjustly taken from us when we had actually met the threshold. And if I or any of my running mates for statewide office get just 1% or more this year, then we will have full ballot access again in the state, and we will be able to put our presidential candidate on the ballot just like the Republicans and Democrats without having to spend tens of thousands of dollars on tens of thousands of signatures.
And with that ballot status, do you think that you can get enough attention from the two major parties to get at least a libertarian inflection in their decision-making?
I have no doubt that the Libertarian Party has already accomplished that in many areas and will continue to do so. This is going to be a breakwater year for the Libertarian Party. We're looking at the first time in American history that over 2 million voters will vote for a third party for top-of-the-ticket races during a non-presidential year. And that has an impact on the behavior of the major parties. When, you know, Team Blue is worried about appealing to socially liberal voters and Team Red is more worried about appealing to fiscally conservative small government voters, then I think both of them are going to move in a more positive direction.
What, I assume you're hoping to win, but what would success look like for a Libertarian candidate for Secretary of State short of actually winning the seat?
Well, obviously the point is always to win, but short of winning, I would say a good goal is to beat the difference between the Republican and Democrat.
And can you leave us with your final message to voters just shy of 2 weeks from Election Day and as people are out there maybe right now early voting?
I would say that unlike any of the other candidates in this race, I'm not going to make you a bunch of big promises about what I will do with powers this office does not have and never will, regardless of who wins. I'm being honest with you that it's time for this job to go, and I will make it happen. And in the meantime, you'll get your bang for your buck with an independent voice for reason, freedom, and reform in Wisconsin state government.
All right, Andy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Andy Craig. He joined us from our studios in Milwaukee. He's the Libertarian candidate running for Wisconsin's Secretary of State.